So when the Girl Scout says, no, we're not religious, okay, well, then that means after 100 years, you've become irreligious. The American Heritage Girls, by contrast, said, oh, no, mid her mom and mid her dad. We actually are a religious group. And so, therefore, then they have an ideal to uphold, and they can tell the local yokels, no, that's not how it works. This is how it works. That's not how we do things. This is how you do things. Back to Miss Hasson. In recent years, the Girl Scouts have tacked left, and criticism has mounted over their programs and their partnership with America's leading abortion provider, Planned Parenthood. As an aside, the Scouts mislead in families and churches into believing they have no relationship with Planned Parenthood at any level. They maintain that, quote, Girl Scouts of the USA does not have a relationship or partnership with Planned Parenthood, close quote. And that's exactly what they told the Archdiocese of Kansas City, Kansas, yesterday when they announced, look, we're out. War's over, man. Wormer dropped the big one. War's over, man. Noman dropped the big one when the Girl Scouts were kicked out of the Kansas City, Kansas Archdiocese. It's exactly what they repeated the company line. Miss Hasson. But the Girl Scouts say nothing about the many local Girl Scout councils that do partner with Planned Parenthood and its team subsidiaries. Concerned Scouts and their parents have publicized and documented the Girl Scouts' liberal bent, and they've asked for changes. The Girl Scouts consistently respond as if the reported problems are small brush fires that erupt sporadically because people are careless. And they project the impression that these brush fires would die out on their own. But for the hysterical bystanders, conservatives, of course, who shriek at the first wisp of smoke. Offensive materials, quality control issues, that's all. The official spokespersons carefully worded statements make small concessions, hoping to blow the smoke far enough away to divert attention from the incendiary truth. And here's what Ms. Hasson says. The leadership of today's Girl Scouts is driven by a liberal ideology far out of step with the families and churches that support them.